is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got a jam-packed edition today. Jam-packed when it comes to, and this is a pennies on the dollar value In Focus here, which is free anyway because it's radio, and radio is really awesome like that. We're going to start off talking with some folks from Fort Riley. Got the three in the studio with me right now, but a little bit later we'll have Tim McDonald of Flint Hills Christian School and Scott Holsip of Manhattan Catholic Schools. Finish things off with City of Manhattan building official Brad Clausen. But right now, I'm going to talk a little Fort Riley. We got Jorge Gomez, public information officer with Irwin Army Community Hospital. We got retired Colonel Kay Hutchison, Fort Riley Military Retiree Council Chairman. We got Master Sergeant Jason Snell with the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's nice and warm out when you came in, right? Still?
Yes.
Feeling good?
Very sunny, yes.
I was just thinking about that Chamber of Commerce weather on Saturday we're going to have for the health fair.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That is on the same day.
Yes.
And that health fair that Colonel Hutchison is talking about is the retiree health fair that will be at Irwin Army Community Hospital on April 14th. And I guess just give us, whether it's Colonel Hutchison or Jorge, whoever wants to start, just kind of a brief overview of kind of what this is about.
Yes, so one of the things that I want to start off with is how this is different from the Retiree Appreciation Day, which we traditionally hold and support in October. We're holding it inside the hospital, which is a clinical environment which facilitates us to be able to provide more services than just the traditional vaccines that we normally give during the RAD, if you will. Our physical and occupational therapists are going to be able to perform demonstrations. We'll be able to give them hospital tours. We're going to be holding it on a Saturday, which benefits working retirees. And in addition, it also frees up our hospital team to be able to engage, interact, and provide all these demonstrations. We're also going to be able to book appointments right then and there. And one additional thing is we'll be providing legal assistance, or rather, we are going to have a team from the Fort Riley Staff Judge Advocate going out there to be part of that health fair.
And when it comes to the folks you're expecting to check this out, who are you expecting to attend?
Yeah, we're going to be inviting all of the military retirees in this community and their family members. Now, in the event that people are just not sure of their status as a retiree, whether they're a dependent of retiree or they just for some reason happen to fall in some kind of gray area, we ask that they come to the retiree fair no less and have all their answers clarified or addressed by our benefits counselors who are subject matter experts in this very topic.
And go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, Brady, a couple of things. I really appreciate what Irwin is planning to do. Colonel Brown kind of inherited this concept. He hit the ground running and picked it up and said, let's do it. The hospital supports the Retiree Appreciation Day, and Jorge said RAD, and that's what we call it, in October of every year. But they are limited to what they can do because it's held at Riley's Conference Center. So they have picked up this concept of doing it at the hospital. And it's so all military retirees understand what is available for them at Irwin Army Community Hospital. They don't know unless they've been there or do get their service there. They don't know, have any idea. This is a fabulous system. And the hospital is really going all out to let retirees know what is available to them. And they can get their health care, no matter what it is there. This is really big. And I for one, and I know the Retiree Council feels the same way, really appreciate what Irwin is doing to have this thing Saturday morning. Now, if you can change the weather for us, we would appreciate that.
Oh, I was hoping that Fort Riley could. I feel like you guys have a little bit more the capabilities to do that than what maybe I could do. But maybe there's something we can work on. But I think another great thing about this retiree health fair is just having all this kind of under one roof, kind of a one-stop shopping sort of experience for folks.
That's correct. We're going to consolidate everything so that it's all on the first floor and the ground floor. Now, we've got services throughout the facility, but we're going to bring them all together. We're also going to have folks there from the Red Cross. We're going to have our patient reps also to help folks get to where they want to get to. So there will be plenty of things to do, and we will have plenty of guides as well. I think Colonel Hutchinson made a distinction once between a retiree and a veteran. Do you want to make that distinction again, sir?
I guess there are some people that are confused about whether or not they're a retiree. If they are a military retiree, their ID card says that. But every retiree is a veteran, but not every veteran is a retiree. Retiree are those who have earned their retirement through 20 years of service or more. They've been medically retired because of combat wounds or such as that. But there are some, there is, I guess, some confusion amongst people as to whether or not they qualify. So what Jorge has said is just come Saturday. We'll help you. You get squared away so you know where you are. Many retirees, and there are thousands of military retirees in this area, do not understand what is available to them at Irwin Army Community Hospital. And part of that stems from the fact at one point in time, the Army really didn't want retirees using those facilities and things. So, but it's open now, and if you're a military retiree or a spouse of a military retiree or a widow or a widower of a military retiree, you are qualified and eligible to get your health care at Irwin Army Community Hospital.
When it comes to that transition and that shift to kind of take that on, what's kind of the history there? What was kind of the catalyst, if you will, for that shift?
Well, you mean as far as going from being an active military service to becoming a retiree?
Well, as far as you're saying that before, they stayed out of that, but now kind of welcoming
retirees. There was a time when the military hospitals were full and they didn't have the capability, and that was certainly true here at Fort Riley. But with the new hospital and the expansion and the capability and the beautiful staff of people that can do these things, retirees are welcome, and I hope a lot will come out Saturday to really get the full-blown benefits of what's going on.
Yeah, I want to piggyback off of what Colonel Hutchinson is saying. I think we may have now an opposite problem because we have a growing number of medically retired veterans who may not be aware of their eligibility to enroll into TRICARE Prime. For whatever reason, they just resort to obtaining their care through the VA health system, and that's perfectly fine, but we just want to make sure that that's their informed decision. We suspect that there is a significant number of medically retired vets who would probably jump at the opportunity to enroll into TRICARE Prime and be able to leverage the resources of this brand new $343 million facility that is Irwin Army Community Hospital.
And when you say TRICARE, what exactly is TRICARE?
That's military insurance.
That's right. That's basically the health plan. But what happens is that there are two plans. One of them is Prime and one of them is Select, formerly called Standard. And I'll give you another an example. We have service members who will retire. There was a time in which if they did nothing, they would default to one of those plans, more than likely Standard. But now the situation is such so that when they retire, the system actually disenrolls them and they default now to what's called direct care. What direct care means is that they're going to be restricted to getting care only at Irwin Army Community Hospital, which means that they will not get any coverage outside the facility. In the event that they do receive care outside the facility, they're going to have to pay full cost out of pocket. So all that is a lot of intricacies that have to do with TRICARE. At the end of the day, what we suggest that you come to this fair and get all that sorted out. Be well informed about what the benefits or what you're eligible to have. Again, to understand whether they are eligible to receive services at Irwin Army Community Hospital.
Brady Bowman here with Jorge Gomez. We just heard speaking public information officer with Irwin Army Community Hospital. Also got retired Colonel Kay Hutchison in the studio, and also he was the Fort Riley Military Retiree Council Chairman. Also got Master Sergeant Jason Snell with us, and we'll talk with him a little bit after our first break, talking about Heroes for Hire career fairs. Just a whole bunch of content we have here. Going back to the Irwin Army Community Retiree Fair, that'll be again Saturday on April 14th. I also understand there's legal services that folks can check out as well.
Yes, this is probably going to be the only team coming outside the hospital that will be providing a non-medical service, if you will. Again, they will be there to help retirees update their power of attorney documents or wills.
When it comes to this new, and it is a new facility, a new hospital that's hosting this, for folks wanting to check it out and how to get there, parking, you know, where they need to go as far as all those things, what advice do you have?
Great question, because actually Colonel Hutchinson was just actually remarking a little bit before the program here. The suggestion is for them to drive into the driveway that naturally leads into the drop-off point, but for them to park at the top deck of that structure. None of our staff are authorized to park there. It's all available just for our patients and visitors. And the top deck of the structure is the one place where it provides easiest access to the hospital. It takes them directly onto the first floor of the hospital.
I'm pleased that Master Sergeant Snell is feverishly taking notes over here, knowing that someday he's going to be a retiree.
Yes, I am.
And he will be able to take advantage of Irwin as all of us do now.
Very good. Anything we'd probably about due for our first break, but before we go and move on, just any other comments you want to make about the retiree pair?
Yeah, so just to kind of piggyback a little bit off of what Colonel Hutchinson again said earlier, our new commander, the hospital commander, is Colonel Theodore Brown. He took charge or commanded the hospital back in January, and he again charged our team to host this health fair because at the end of the day, it's just the right thing to do for those who have dedicated service to the nation.
Very good, very good. And also just want to remind folks, if you do want a little bit more information, we did put a story on this retiree health fair on our website, newsradiokman.com. If you just, on the main page, if you just hit Fort Riley, should be the second or third story, give you a little bit more detail about that retiree health fair. We'll go ahead and take our first break, come back and talk more Fort Riley here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is